Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my Spirit Animals of Los Angeles series. Even if you're not in LA, you can use the wisdom in these shows to understand the messages and guidance a spirit animal may be giving you when it shows up in your world. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I use my psychic abilities to help you achieve and receive the desires of your heart. If you are sensing it's time to hire a coach to help you move into your next level, then I would love to support you. Information on my services, again, can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about the dragonfly spirit. So the dragonflies here in Los Angeles have been in abundance. I don't think I've ever, like I said about the orange butterfly. I don't think I've ever seen this many dragonflies in my life. And initially, there were quite a few blue dragonflies, and then orange butterflies started to show up. And so as I was doing research for this show, there are teachers out there that break down the symbolism by color. I am not going to do that in this program, but I would encourage you, if you're sensing that color is a part of the psychic message that the dragonfly spirit is giving you, then I would go and do that research. So when I went to the dragonfly spirit and asked for guidance for this program, what did it want me to talk about? And it specifically said it fully and completely embraces the illusion that surrounds it, and it will be whatever we need it to be. So if you want the dragonfly to show up in a specific way to be a message for you, it is so on board to serve you in that way. And I think that's because the dragonfly spirit represents individuality and self-realization and you embracing your uniqueness. As a matter of fact, dragonfly has the same wing. So every dragonfly we see has a different type of wing, color, makeup. And so that uniqueness, that confidence in its uniqueness, makes it less, I can see it psychically. It doesn't need to prove itself. So if you need to project something onto it so it can be of service to you, it doesn't care. So it's about embracing and following your true self and being willing to receive any psychic confirmation of something you're sensing by way of the dragonfly spirit. So the dragonfly spirit, there's consistently a message about courageousness and letting go of your fear so you can embrace your independence and not allowing others to do for you what you can only do for yourself. So it's an illusion to think that someone can step in and take responsibility for your life. And my guess is that many people have various ways in which this plays out. And so whether that's emotional support or needing external validation or actually relying on somebody to support you financially, not stepping into your responsibility, the dragonfly spirit saying, hey, no, your power is in embracing your independence and your ability to do for yourself. Doesn't mean you're not collaborative, but it is a message about you can take care of yourself. And so with that, the dragonfly spirit is encouraging us to be another spirit animal, encouraging us to be efficient with our resources, efficient with our energy. And I think this message around efficiency is really saying to you, hey, be aware, be aware, be aware, be aware. And that awareness can, again, come in many different forms. So one of the things that I loved in doing the research around the dragonfly spirit is the message of pursue your dreams now. Consistently, I saw that dragonflies have a very short lifespan. And so it's this idea that tomorrow's not promised. And so, I don't love that in the sense that, I don't want you to fear that you're running out of time. No, but I do think there is a message around not delaying anymore. So if a dragonfly spirit is showing up in your world, I think it's an opportunity to say, what dream have I been putting on the back burner that I need to go ahead and muscle up the courage and take action on now? And what they're showing me is if they're showing up in abundance, they're saying, hey, act fast, like go, go, go. And I definitely think that's a message it was giving me. And speaking of fast, since I thought this was an interesting dragonfly fact, that a dragonfly can fly as fast as a car, up to 45 miles per hour. Is that not insane? This little thing can be as fast as a car. The dragonfly spirit is connected to the fairy or elemental realm. And so I think that that is a message to, you might need to go spend some time in nature and really tune into however way you feel most connected to nature to find the answers you most desire. And again, this dragonfly, when I went to it, it said, I embrace the illusion that exists around me, and I am here to be whatever you need me to be. I think this is why I kind of shy away from the dragonfly spirit, is because many teachers and that I've studied and oracle cards that have come up talk about this illusion, and for some reason my mind doesn't want to grip onto that. But from this perspective, I understand it's saying, hey, I'm here for you. I am a spiritual being here to serve you, and I will provide you with every bit of support that I can. And so dragonflies are connected to water. And so water messages are always my sign to go with the flow, to be mindful if you're working upstream, to recharge if you need to recharge, drink more water. So I pray that this represents the dragonfly spirit well. I don't feel incredibly connected to it, but I couldn't deny the fact that it was showing up in grand abundance. I've never seen this many dragonflies before. So I pray that you found something in this show that was beneficial to you around the dragonfly spirit. But again, I think the reason why I feel so uncertain around this message is because we are called to let the dragonfly spirit be what it needs to be. That the messages don't have to be as concrete in a general sense. It's ultimately what the message is for you as an individual. So if you feel called and connected to the dragonfly spirit, definitely let it show up for you and let it be a helpmate in your life. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, of course, I would love to support you. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast. Thank you for listening.